Home Turf with Corey Costello.
There's a fine line between tough and crazy, and you're flirting with it.
ESPN 1230.
Now, we send our focus to the NFC North, where the Green Bay Packers are looking, from all indications, stronger than last year. And welcome to the program now from CheeseheadTV.com, Brian Caribou. Brian, thanks so much for joining us, man. How are things going?
Very good, Corey. I'm glad to be joining you and talking some NFL football.
Yeah, well, you know what? The Packers this year are a team that a lot of people are excited about. The Packers. Can you explain maybe why? What's the buzz all about with Green Bay this year?
Well, the players themselves are sure excited. Linebacker Nick Barnett has been on a couple programs proclaiming Super Bowl or die.
Nice.
That he's gone beyond just the Super Bowl or bust. It's Super Bowl or die. And the players are all hyped about that, and the media is all hyped about it. So, yeah, expectations are high.
And, you know, there's a couple things that are surrounding the Packers a little bit this year. They were good last year, but obviously, you know, in the second half of last season, their offensive line improved, but that still remains a question. How's that going this year? Obviously, to protect the weapon that is Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, you know, the second half of last year, veteran right tackle Mark Tauscher came back in the second half of the year from injury, and once he got back, the offensive line really solidified. So this past offseason, the Packers re-signed Mark Tauscher and left tackle Chad Clifton, and then they drafted Brian Bulaga in the first round, the offensive lineman from Iowa. So that really has things excited on the offensive line. Just the past couple days here at training camp, Brian Bulaga's gotten a chance to practice with the first team at left guard. So that's what's new going on here.
And I noticed you guys posted on the website, yesterday, or today, excuse me, that even first-year quarterback, backup quarterback Graham Harrell was starting to show some signs that he understands the Packers offense a little bit.
Yeah, at training camp practice this morning's practice, I really thought it was Graham Harrell's best practice since he arrived here. The Packers just signed him, I think it was in May, or maybe it was early June, but anyhow, just a couple months ago. And, you know, he was the record-setting quarterback at Texas Tech who was throwing to Michael Crabtree, and, you know, he never made it last year. I think the Browns brought him in after the draft. He went undrafted. He ended up in the Canadian Football League for a while. Things didn't work out, so people really kind of soured on him, but this morning he seemed to get it. Things seemed to click a little bit, so we're hopeful about that.
Brian Caribou is our guest of CheeseheadTV.com. He's joining us from Packers training camp here on home turf, 1230 ESPN. Now, last year, I guess the last couple years, maybe the question was, can Aaron Rodgers be a true starter in the NFL? He obviously has answered the questions. Has the shadow finally gone away from Aaron Rodgers, and is he officially his own man, I guess I should say?
Yeah, I think Aaron Rodgers has escaped that shadow. I mean, I suppose as long as Brett Favre still is kind of sticking around, as long as his name's in the news, there will always sort of be that little bit of a shadow, but you know, Aaron Rodgers threw for over 4,000 yards, had a Pro Bowl season last year. I mean, he's, for my money, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFC, if not the NFL. You know, he still, of course, has to prove he can win a Super Bowl, but he's right up there with the best of them.
Now, how much are you enjoying now, just a little bit? I mean, deep down, a little bit, you're enjoying, once again, you're watching the Vikings go through the Brett Favre uncertainty. Are you enjoying that a little bit?
Yeah, there's this word been thrown around. It's a German word, Schadenfreude, I think it is. I can't remember it exactly, but it's something like taking pleasure in somebody else's misery is what it translates to, and that's kind of what it's like going on in here. Packer fans know all about the will he or won't he come back, so yeah, we take a little bit of pleasure in seeing the Vikings having to deal with that.
Absolutely. You've earned that pleasure, I'll tell you that much. Who are some of the players this year? I mean, obviously, you know, last year, JerMichael Finley had an unbelievable year. I mean, 600 yards in a breakout year, 55 catches. Is he going to emerge this season as the go-to guy for Aaron Rodgers once again? Is he going to get a little bit more attention from the national media, I guess you could say, this upcoming year?
Yeah, I mean, he put up those numbers last year, and he missed three games because of injury, so there's no reason he can't exceed those again this year. The Packers have a very deep receiving core, however, with Greg Jennings and Donald Driver. So, I mean, you know, the receptions are going to be split up a little bit, but, I mean, he is definitely a very good tight end and should improve upon last year's numbers as long as he's healthy.
We're speaking with Brian Caribou of CheeseheadTV.com here on Home Turf, 1230 ESPN. So finally, give me some, this team. By the way, Madden NFL 11 simulation had the Packers going to the Super Bowl. Did you hear about that? And you take any stock in that?
I hadn't heard about that. I'm not much of a gamer, but I certainly think that's realistic.
Yeah, they had the Packers going to the Super Bowl. They had Aaron Rodgers having a monster year, throwing for a league record like 4,600 yards and change. But unfortunately, they said that Tom Brady heroics in the Super Bowl would have the Patriots beating the Packers in the big game.
I think the Packers are certainly Super Bowl contenders. I think the Vikings are still going to be good. Brett Favre certainly will help them. But if he's there, and I think he will be, the Packers have to get past them first and have to get past the defending Super Bowl champion Saints. But they're right up there with them.
Division-wise, I mean, Eric, give me a record prediction. 12-4, looking at 11-5. What get your thoughts?
Let's see. Let's go with 12-4 this year. I think they win the NFC North division, but 12-4, and we'll go with that.
All right, sounds good. Brian Caribou covering the Green Bay Packers for CheeseheadTV.com. Brian, I appreciate your time. As always, you guys are great, and your website is wonderful, CheeseheadTV.com, for folks who want to check that out. And we'll talk to you again throughout the season.
Sounds good, Corey. Appreciate it.
All right, Brian Caribou, CheeseheadTV.com. The website is actually really cool. It's got all kinds of great stuff. Even if you're just like a football fan in general, it's kind of fun. So check it out, CheeseheadTV.com.